The noble Mahayana Sutra, the teaching of Vimalakirti, Arya Vimalakirti Nirdeshana Maha Mahayana Sutra. Chapter 1, Purification of the Buddha Field.
Reverence to all the Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, noble disciples and practitioners, Buddhas in the past, the present and the future, those that are here on a single occasion. The Lord Buddha was in residence in the garden of Amrapali in the city of Vaishali, attended by a great gathering of bhikshus. There were 8,000 old arhats. They were free from impurities and afflictions, and all had attained self-mastery. Their minds were entirely liberated by perfect knowledge. They were calm and dignified, like royal elephants. They had accomplished their work, done what they had to do, cast off their burdens, attained their goals, and totally destroyed the bonds of existence. Their true knowledge had made their minds entirely free. They had attained the utmost perfection of every form of control over their minds. Of bodhisattvas, there were 32,000 spiritual heroes who were universally acclaimed. They were dedicated through the activity of their great super knowledges, and were sustained by the grace of the Buddha, guardians of the city of Dharma. They upheld the true doctrine, and their great teaching resounded like the lion's roar throughout the 10 directions without having to be asked. They were the natural spiritual effectors of all living beings. They maintain unbroken the succession of the three jewels, conquering devils and foes and overwhelming oppressions. Their mindfulness, intelligence, realization, meditation, incantation, and eloquence were well perfected. They were free of all obscurations and emotion, no involvements, living in liberation without impediment. They were totally dedicated to the transcendences of generosity, subdued, unwavering, and sincere morality, tolerance, effort, meditation, wisdom, skill, and liberty, commitment, power, and gnosis. They had attained the intuitive tolerance of the ultimate incomprehensibility and unborn nature of all things. They turned the irreversible wheel of the Dharma. They were stamped with the insignia of signlessness. We were experts in knowing the spiritual faculties of all living beings. They were great with their confidence that over all those assemblies they had gathered the great stores of merit and wisdom, and their bodies beautiful without ornaments were adorned with all the auspicious signs and marks. They were exalted in faith and glory like the lofty summit of Mountain Meru. Their eyes are as hot as diamond, unbreakable in their faith in Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. They shower forth the rain of ambrosia that is released by the light rays of the jewel Dharma, which shines everywhere. Their voices were perfect in diction and resonance, and versatile in speaking all languages. They had penetrated the profound principle of relativity and had destroyed the persistence of the instinctual mental habits. Their lying all convictions concerning finitude and infinitude, they spoke fearlessly like lions sounding. acceptance for the voyage of discovery of the treasures of the Dharma, the stores of merit and wisdom. They were expert in the way of the Dharma, which is straight, peaceful, subtle, gentle, hard to see and difficult to realize. They were endowed with the wisdom that is able to understand the thoughts of living beings as well as their comings and goings. They have been consecrated with the anointment of the peerless gnosis of the Buddha. With their high results, they have perceived and powers, the four fearlessnesses and the 18 special qualities of the Buddha. They have crossed the terrifying abyss of the bad migrations, and yet they assume reincarnation voluntarily. All migrations for the sake of disciplining living beings, great kings of medicine, understanding all the sickness of sadness. The medicine of the Dharma appropriately, they were inexhaustible minds of limitless virtues, and they glorified innumerable devotees. With the splendor of these virtues, they conferred great benefit when seen or even approached. When one extolled them for innumerable hundreds of thousands of myriads of beings, still could not exhaust their mighty flood of virtues. This bodhisattvas were named Samadarshi, Samavishamadarshi, Samadivikurva Naraja, Dharmeshwara, Dharmaketu, Prabhaketu, Prabhayuva, Ratnayuva, Mahayuva, Ritavivana Kutta, Ratna Kutta, Ratna Pani, Ratna Mudra, Asta, Nityo, Shinsa, Nityo, Palakrasta, Nityo, Kandita, Nitya, Pramasita, Pramudita, Pramodriya, Raja, Deva, Raja, Pramidi, Raja, Prati, Sambi, Prana, Daprata, Gagana, Ganja, Ratna Kala, Ratna Vira, Ratna Nanda, Ratna Shri, Indra Jali, Jali Niprava, Anna Rambana, Janyani, Rajna Kutta, Ratna Jasa, Mara Pramadi, Vijodeva, Vikurvana Raja, Lakshana Kutta, Samadhi Kranta, Simha Kosha, Vika, Risha, Swara, Saila Shikara, Sangatara, Raja Ganda Hasti, Raja Ganda Hasti, Sata Tokyuta, Anichita, Dura Sumati, Sujata, Padma Shikara, Padma Yuva, Avalokiteshvara, Mahatama, Prata, Brahma, Ratna Yasti Marajit Sitra Lankrita Manratna Chatra Suvarnya Chuda Mani Chuda Maitreya Majushi Kumara Buddha, and so forth. With the remainder of the 32,000, there were also gathered 10,000 Brahmas, and there had Brahma Sikkim, who had come from the Ashoka universe with four sectors, to see, venerate, and serve the Buddha, and to hear the Dharma from his own mouth. There were 12,000 Shakras from various four sector universes, and there were other powerful gods, Brahmas, Shakras, Lokapalas, Devas, Nakshas, Yakshas, Kandharvas, Asuras, Gandhuras, Kinnaras, and Mahagoras. Finally, there was the fourfold community, consisting of bhikshus, bhikshunis, laymen, and laywomen. teach the Dharma, dominating all the multitudes, just as Sumeru, the king of mountains, looms high over the oceans, the Lord Buddha, shone radiated and glittered, he sat upon his magnificent lion throne, there upon the Lichavi Bodhisattva, Ratnakara, with 500 Lichavi youths, each holding a precious parasol made of 7 different kinds of jewels, came forth from the city of Vaishali and presented himself at the grove of Amratpali. Each approached the Buddha, covered his feet, circumambulated him with blocks, 7 times laid down his precious parasol in offering and withdrew to one side. As soon as all these precious parasols had been laid down, suddenly by the miraculous power of the Lord, they were transformed into a single precious candle, so great that it formed a covering for his entire billion-world galaxy. The surface of the entire billion-world galaxy was reflected in the interior of the great precious candle, where the total content of this galaxy could be seen, limitless mansions of suns, moons, and stellar bodies, the realms of devas, nakas, yakshas, gandharvas, asuras, garudas, kinnaras, and maharavas, as well as the realms of the four maharajas, the king of mountains, Mansumeru, Himala, Mahamuchilinda, Mahamuchilinda, Ganda, Madana, Ratna Parvata, Mankala Parvata, Machakravata, Mahachakravata, all the great oceans, rivers, bay, torrents, streams, brooks, and springs, finally all the villages, suburbs, cities, capitals, provinces, and wildernesses, all this could be clearly seen by everyone, and the voices of all the Buddhas of the directions could be heard proclaiming their teachings of the Dharma in all the worlds, the sounds liberating in the space beneath the great precious canopy, at this vision of the magnificent miracle effected by the supernatural power of the Lord Buddha, the entire host was ecstatic, enraptured, astonished, delighted, satisfied, and filled with awe and pleasure. They all bowed down to the Tathagata, withdrew to one side with palms pressed together, and gazed upon him with fixed attention. The long Lichavi Ratnakara knelt with his right knee on the ground, raised his hand, palms pressed together, in salute of the Buddha, and praised him with the following hymn. Pure are your eyes, broad and beautiful, like the petals of a blue lotus. Pure is your thought, having discovered the supreme transcendence of all trances. Immeasurable is the ocean of your virtues, the accumulation of your good deeds. You affirm the path of peace, your great ascetic obedience to you. Leader, bull of man, we behold the revelation of your miracle. The superb and radiant fields of the Sugatas appear before us, and your extensive spiritual teachings that lead to immortality make themselves throughout the whole age of space. Dharma can you rule with the Dharma, your supreme Dharma kingdom, and thereby bestow the treasures of the Dharma upon all living beings. Expert in the deep analysis of things, you teach their ultimate meaning. Sovereign, O Lord of Dharma, obedience to you. All these things arise dependently from causes, yet they are neither existent nor existent. Therein is neither ego nor experiencer nor doer, yet no action, good or evil, loses its effect, such as your teaching. O Shakyamuni, conquering the powerful host of Mara, you found peace and mortality and the happiness of that supreme enlightenment, which is not realized by any among the outsiders, though they arrest their feeling, thought, and mental processes. O wonderful King of Dharma, you turn the wheel of Dharma before men and gods. With its threefold revolution, its manifold aspects, its extreme peace and its purity of nature, and thereby the three jewels were revealed. Those who are well disciplined by your precious Dharma are free of vain imaginings and always deeply peaceful. Supreme Doctor, you put an end to birth, decay, sickness, and death. Immeasurable ocean of virtue, we bow to you. Like Matsum Meru, you are unmoved by honor or scorn. You love moral beings and immoral beings equally. Poison, equanimity, your mind is like the sky. Who would not honor such a precious jewel of being? Great sage in all these multitudes gathered here, who look upon your countenance with hearts sincere in faith. Each being beholds the victor as if just before him. This is a special quality of the Buddha. Although the Lord speaks with but one voice, those present perceive that same voice differently, and each understands in his own language according to his own needs. This is a special quality of the Buddha. From the leader's act of speaking in a single voice, some merely develop an instinct for the teaching, some gain realization, some find pacification of all their doubts. This is a special quality of the Buddha. We bow to you who command the force of leadership and the ten powers. We bow to you who are boundless, knowing no fear. We bow to you, leader of all living beings, who fully manifest the special quality. We bow to you who have cut the bondage of all fetters. We bow to you having gone beyond stand on firm ground. We bow to you who save the suffering beings. We bow to you who do not remain in the migrations. You associate with living beings by frequenting their migrations. Yet your mind is liberated from all migrations. Just as the lotus born of mud is not tainted thereby, so the lotus of the Buddha preserves the realization of voidness. You nullify all signs in all things everywhere. You are not subject to any wish for anything at all. The miraculous power of the Buddha is inconceivable. We bow to you who stand nowhere like infinite space.
Same way should have brought yourself.
mercy and deceit will be born in this Buddha. Noble Son of Bodhisattvas, Buddha, feel this, a field of high assumption. Attains enlightenment, living beings who have harvested the two stores and have planted the roots of virtue will be born in this Buddha. Bodhisattvas, Buddha, feel this, a field of virtuous application. When he attains enlightenment, living beings who live by all virtuous principles will be born in this Buddha. Bodhisattvas, Buddha, feel this, the magnificence of the conception of the spirit of enlightenment. When he attains enlightenment, living beings who are actually participating in the Mahayana will be born in this Buddha. Feel the Bodhisattvas, Buddha, feel this, a field of generosity. He attains enlightenment, living beings who give away all their possessions will be born in this Buddha. A Bodhisattva's Buddha field is a field of morality. When he attains enlightenment, living beings who follow the path of the ten virtues is positive thoughts will be born in this Buddha field. A Bodhisattva's Buddha field is a field of tolerance. When he attains enlightenment, living beings is a transcendences of tolerance, discipline, and the superior transcends beautiful. With the 32 auspicious signs will be born in this Buddha field. A Bodhisattva's Buddha field is a field of effort. When he attains enlightenment, living beings who devote their efforts to virtue will be born in this Buddha field. A Bodhisattva's Buddha field is a field of meditation. When he attains enlightenment, living beings who are evenly balanced through mindfulness and awareness will be born in this Buddha field. And Bodhisattva's Buddha field is a field of wisdom. He attains enlightenment. Living beings who are destined for the ultimate will be born in this Buddha field. A Bodhisattva's Buddha field consists of the four immeasurables. When he attains enlightenment, living beings who live by love, compassion, joy, and impartiality will be born in this Buddha field. A Bodhisattva's Buddha field consists of the four means of unification. When he attains enlightenment, living beings who are held together by all deliberations will be born in this Buddha field. And Bodhisattva's Buddha field is skilled in the liberated path. Attains enlightenment, living beings skilled in all liberated arts and activities will be born in this Buddha field. A Bodhisattva's Buddha field consists of the 37 aims to enlightenment. He attains enlightenment, living beings who devote their efforts to the fourfold field of mindfulness, the four right efforts, the four bases of magical power, the five spiritual faculties, the five strengths, the seven factors of enlightenment, and the eight branches of the holy path will be born in this Buddha field. The Bodhisattva's Buddha field is his mind of total dedication. When he attains enlightenment, the ornaments of all virtues will appear in this Buddha field. The Bodhisattva's Buddha field is the doctrine that eradicates the eight adversities. When he attains enlightenment, the three bad migrations generations will cease, and there will be no such thing as the hate adversities in this Buddha field. A Bodhisattva's Buddha field consists of his personal observance of great seasons and his restraint in blaming others for their transgressions when he attains enlightenment. Even the word prime will never be mentioned in this Buddha field. A Bodhisattva's Buddha field is the purity of the path of the ten virtues when he attains enlightenment. Living beings who are secure in long life, great and well-chased in conduct and minds by true speech, self-spoken, free of the divisive intrigues and ardent reconciling factions, enlightening free of malice and endowed with perfect views, will be born in this Buddha field. Thus noble son, just as the Bodhisattva's production of the spirit of enlightenment, so is his positive thought, and just as his positive thought, so is his virtuous application. His virtuous application is tantamount to his higher resolve. His higher resolve is tantamount to his determination. His determination is tantamount to his practice. His practice is tantamount to his total dedication. His total dedication is tantamount to his liberated heart. His liberated heart is tantamount to his development of living beings, and his development of living beings is tantamount to the purity of his Buddha field. The purity of his Buddha field reflects the purity of living beings. The purity of living beings reflects the purity of his gnosis. The purity of his gnosis reflects the purity of his doctrine. The purity of his doctrine reflects the purity of his transcendental practice. And the purity of his transcendental practice reflects the purity of his own mind. Thereof, magically influenced by the Buddha, the venerable Shariputra had this thought. If the Buddha field is pure only to the extent that the mind of the Bodhisattva is pure, then Shakyamuni Buddha was engaged in the career of the Bodhisattva. His mind must have been impure. Otherwise, how could this Buddha field appear to be impure? Buddha, aware of venerable Shariputra, so said to him, what do you think, Shariputra? Is it because the sun and the moon cure that those lying from birth and conceive? Shariputra replied,
no, Lord, it is not so for that with the
moon and birth and not with the sun and the moon. The Buddha declared in the same way, Shariputra, the fact that some living beings do not behold the splendid display of virtues of the Buddha field of the Tathagata is due to their own ignorance. It is not the fault of the Tathagata. Shariputra, the Buddha field of the Tathagata is pure, but you do not see it. Then the Brahma-seeking said to the venerable Shariputra, reverend Shariputra, do not say that the Buddha field of the Tathagata isn't pure. Reverend Shariputra, the Buddha field of the Tathagata is pure. I see the splendid expanse of the Buddha field of the Lord Shakyamuni as equal to the splendor of, for example, the apples of the highest deities. And the venerable Shariputra said to the Brahma, you can ask for me, O Brahma, I see this great earth with its highs and lows, its storms, its dreads, its goods, its peace, and its happiness, as if it were entirely fulfilled. The Lord, your Brahma, you can reply the fact. fact that you see such a truth of fearless disease. So give your reverent Shariputra is a sure sign that there are eyes and those in your mind, and that your positive thought in regard to the Buddha Moses is not true. Your reverent Shariputra, those whose minds are impartial towards all living beings, and those positive thoughts toward the Buddha Gnosis, that pure seed is Buddha, feel that's perfectly pure there upon the lotus, the ground of this billion world galactic universe, with this big toe, and suddenly it was transformed into a huge mass of precious jewels, a magnificent array of hundreds of thousands of clusters of precious gems until it resembles the universe of the Tathagata Ratnavyuha, Ananta Guna Ratnavyuha. Everyone in the entire assembly was filled with wonder, each perceiving himself seated on a throne of jewel lotuses. Then the Buddha said to the venerable Shariputra, do you see the splendor of the virtues of the Buddha? Feel Shariputra. I see it, Lord, here before me is a display of splendor such as I never just heard or beheld. The Buddha said, Shariputra, this Buddha field is always thus pure. The Tathagata makes it appear to be spoiled by many faults in order to bring about the maturity of inferior living beings. For example, Shariputra, the gods of the transcendent heaven all take their food from a single precious vessel, yet the nectar which nourishes each one differs according to the differences of the merit each has accumulated. Just so Shariputra, living beings born in the same Buddha fields, see the splendor of the virtues of the Buddha fields of the Buddhas according to their own degrees of purity. When the splendor of the beauty of the virtues of the Buddha fields shown for 84,000 beings, conceive the spirit of unexcelled great enlightenment, and the 500 Chavis who had accompanied the only child of Nakai, all attain the conformative tolerance of ultimate purposelessness, and the Lord withdrew his miraculous power, and at once the Buddha field was restored to its usual appearance, and both men and gods who subscribed to this cycle the alas, all constructed things are impermanent. Thereby 32,000 living beings purified their immaculate and distorted dharma high in regard to all things. The 8,000 bhikshus were liberated.